Chad Hoppy of Arizona Screen Techs is sitting outside in the lobby lounging in the Lazy Boys. He'll join us the second half hour of the 10 o'clock hour as we talk through window screens. It's probably, when you look at it, the most universal solution. Not all cases apply to awnings. Price points come into factor. Return on investment comes into factor. And sunscreens for strictly heat reduction is probably the most common thing we find in Arizona. So we will have Chad in talking with us. He's been working with Chad for a long, long time, at least 18 years that I can recall. And we actually have some texters that have questions for him already. One in particular is having four windows replaced today because of sun damage. You heard Vince say earlier that an awning will help also protect your windows. Here's a perfect example of a homeowner's like, yeah, I see what he means. And he's curious about screens as an option, so we'll address that question. But before we get to sunscreens, a couple other things that are available on the market. Window films. There are V-Cool is one of the big manufacturers that has probably got one of the best track records for reflective film. And in this case, this is somebody that's got most common application we see for heat films are high income residents, custom luxury homes that have incredible mountain views or land golf course site that the HOA doesn't allow for sunscreens, an awning isn't practical, or it's installed in addition to a awning for those low afternoon sinking suns. But what we have to be careful of with heat films is how warranty processes work. Most window manufacturers will void the warranty of the window if you install heat glass, heat film. Their thought process is if the heat's coming in through the glass and you've got two panes here that are sealed and it hits the heat reflectant on the inside of the home, this isn't a film application that goes on the outside, it goes on the inside of the home, and we're now transferring that heat out, it heats up the inside of those panes and creates failure in the seals. Now, if it's out of warranty, it's a kind of a non-issue. But if those seals break, moisture will start condensing inside those window panes. Now, I can't tell you how often I've seen this happen. I mean, I could think of two, maybe three cases. There was one application that I don't know how this happened, but the heat mirror, I think it was actually a mirror that was inside the window. The manufacturer, the installer put the windows on backwards, and so it radiated heat and actually melted candles inside the house in the summertime because it got so hot. So there's limited applications, but it's still an effective product. We've tested it and we've had success on windows that had seals that it never broke. So, but that's just something to be aware of as you're considering, you know, looking at heat reduction through our windows. The rolling shutters, that's another application that pretty limited to a lot of homes. A very safe option, the construction material and just a complete blackout. When these security shutters are all down, it screams nobody's home. But it's also a very difficult home to break into the way that they're constructed. So yeah, there's a little bit of give and take on it. There's some settings if you're using these and you're still inside the home. Maybe you lower them at night or in the late evening. There are settings on it so that the rolling shutter is providing the security aspect, but it hasn't tightened all the slots. If you picture it like a garage door, you know, you've got multiple parts that, if it's not one of those old what we call knee knockers and it's got several different panels, you know, it's all on hinges. Well, as these shutters roll up, they're designed to have a little gap between them, so you can lower it and stop it at a setting to where there's slots in between those panels where light comes through. So you still get some natural light into the home, and then there's a complete down where you just switch it all the way and all these panels stack on top of each other, and it allows no light in. Might be an application if you're backed up to a street that's got a light and you're looking for a blackout application for sleeping. So definitely the most intrusive install method, because of, you know, we've got to get power now. We've got to get a lot more demolition to get these installed. But in a new home construction on design, they become a lot more practical. So there's a couple of other options, and we're going to take a little bottom of our news break, fill up some coffee, get some water, and come back and talk sunscreens with Chad Hoppe.